would you describe your relationship with Jesus Christ? Is it more like a roller coaster ride than soaring upward on eagle's wings? Do you yearn to be closer, more intimate with him? The life of Mary Magdalene holds a number of clues that can help us understand how to have a closer walk with Jesus. Little is known about Mary Magdalene before she met Jesus, but we know her life radically changed after Jesus cast out the demons that tormented her. And then her name pops up time after time in the Gospels. Mary traveled from town to town with a band of men and women, disciples of Jesus. On the last week of Christ's life, she was a member of the group who came with him to observe the Passover in Jerusalem. Mary wept at the cross, saw where he was buried, and returned at dawn to complete his burial. She was with him when the crowds cheered, but also with him when they demanded his death. Being with Jesus, learning, serving, and worshiping him was the focus of her life. And remember, they met again on the morning Jesus was resurrected. He had given her peace through salvation. Now her risen Lord gave her purpose. Go tell the men that I'm alive. She probably never stopped telling. How can we love Jesus in the same way? As in any relationship, we need times alone daily to talk with each other. Remember, whatever you learn about Jesus in Scripture reveals how he feels about you today. He never changes. Pour out your concerns and joys to him. He listens, understands, will correct you when necessary, and then assures you that he is in control and will work everything out for your good and his glory. Another step in deepening your devotion to Jesus is extended times alone with him, possibly with fasting. Take time to sing songs that honor and delight his heart. Read, meditate, praise, and worship. The essence of worship is obedience. Obedience demonstrates your love and loyalty to Jesus. I'm sure Mary would have preferred to stay with Jesus in the garden on that resurrection morning, but she obeyed and delivered the message to his disciples. Mary's relationship with Jesus was her priority. I hope you'll make your relationship with Jesus a priority every day. You can begin by planning a daily time alone, reading and meditating on his great love for you. For the Navigators, I'm Helene Ashker.